Showing this slippery margin is actually fairly easy. What we actually need to do is, in a scalar transfer function case, we can see that BPK is less than equal to, because the H-infinity norm, of course, so it's always less than for the quantity of in the right-hand side for any frequency. So at a specific frequency where the loop transfer function is real and is in the where it is actually critical because that's where the it crosses over the negative real axis, and then we can see that the BPK is actually less than equal to a 1 minus k over square root of 1 plus p square multiply 1 plus k square over p, where now you can see that for any p this is true. Of course, and then it's going to be less than for the maximum possible values. So taking the minimization over p in the denominator is to maximize the value, so we end up with the BPK is less than equal to 1 minus k over 1 plus k, and this just gives us the stability margin where it has to be 1 plus BK over 1 minus k. Or in other ways, you can get both and the like upper margin and lower margin. The lower margin is 1 minus BK and over 1 plus BK. So that's where we obtain the gamma margin.